KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the Girls State Golf Championships will get underway today at four different locations around the state. The Class 1A State Golf Championships being held at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Boyer Valley is among the teams in the hunt for a team title. A few individuals around the area also looking for medals this weekend. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold, Reese Snyder of Cam, Avery Dowling of Sydney, and Kylie Powers of IKM Manning are all in the medalist hunt here these next couple of days. Also in the Class 2A state meet, that'll be held at the American Legion course in Marshalltown. Trainer is in the team competition. Abby Cobb of Panorama is looking for a medal. In the Class 3A state meet, which is being held at River Valley Golf Course in Adel, Creston is in the team hunt, while Grace Pettit of Carroll is battling for an individual medal. The Class 4A state meet being held at Otter Creek in Ankeny, no area individuals or teams involved in that one. It'll be a 9 o'clock shotgun start this morning at all of those locations. Tomorrow, they'll have tee time starting at 8:30 in the morning for the second and final round of the state girls golf championships. Girls regional soccer action continues tonight with regional semifinals. In Class 1A Region 1, Western Christian is playing at Tri-Center tonight. That's a 5 o'clock start time. Unity Christian will play at Bishop Heelan Catholic, also in Region 1. That's also a 5 o'clock start. In Class 1A Region 2 semifinals tonight, Missouri Valley is at Trainer, while St. Albert will play at East Sac County. Those are both 6 p.m. start times. Class 1A Region 3 semifinals tonight include Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley playing at Gilbert. And that's a 6 o'clock start time on that match tonight. Those winners advancing to the girls' regional finals. The boys' state soccer championships will get underway today. Those will be played at the James W. County Soccer Park in the Des Moines area. Action today will start with Class 1A. That'll begin at noon today. Top seed Burlington Notre Dame will face off against Columbus Catholic. That'll be followed also at 12:10. Regina Catholic will be playing Greene County. That's Iowa City Regina facing Greene County. Again, that's a 12:10 start time. At 12:20 this afternoon, it'll be the third seed West Liberty facing sixth seeded St. Albert. St. Albert carries a 14-6 mark into that matchup against a 15-3 West Liberty team. And then the last of the 1A first-round matches, the start time 12:30 on that, as second-seeded Western Christian will battle North Fayette Valley. Mid-afternoon, it'll be the Class 2A first round. Top-seeded Xavier will play Marion at 2:30. At 2:40, Pella will face ADM. Also at 2:50 this afternoon, Bondurant Farrar will play Sergeant Bluff Luton. And then at 3 o'clock, it'll be Dallas Center Grimes facing off against Waverly Shell Rock. And in first round action in Class 3A later on this afternoon, at 5 o'clock, Iowa City West is the top seed. They'll face Sioux City West in the opening round. Valley West Des Moines will play Ankeny Centennial at 5:10. At 5:20, Prairie faces Pleasant Valley. And at 5:30, it's Cedar Falls and Johnston tangling. Those winners will advance to tomorrow's semifinal round at the Boys State Soccer Tournament. Well, the top Republican in the Iowa Senate says that debate over whether college athletes should be able to hire agents and be paid for the use of their name, image, and likeness is complex. But Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer says it's an issue that lawmakers will examine this summer and fall.
I think if you ask the average person out there, should athletes be compensated for their likeness, I think most people say they should. The question is, who should be doing that? Should we be writing a law? Should the NCAA do it? Should the federal government do it? How do you do it? When do you do it?
Whitfer says a Supreme Court ruling is expected this summer that may answer several of those questions.
This really isn't a legislative issue. It shouldn't be. But because of the failure to act of the NCAA and the federal government, it's become a legislative issue. And so my preference would be the Supreme Court comes out, they kind of give their ruling, the NCAA or the federal government say, okay, this is what we got to do, and they do it.
A landmark 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling effectively ended a ban on sports betting, prompting Iowa and many other states to legalize sports wagering. Whitfer says a Supreme Court ruling on whether college athletes can have greater control and be compensated for the use of the names and images could do the same, prompting states like Iowa to take action if the NCAA or Congress don't.
Hopefully they can find a solution that just evens the playing field and makes it fair for the athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness.
This could affect recruiting. recruiting if the system isn't nationwide and have certain boundaries.
So say an athlete in Florida takes a bunch of money from a booster or from some corporation or someone giving endorsement money. What's the NCAA going to do? Is it going to be eligible or ineligible? And so until we kind of know that, I don't know that it's affecting recruiting yet, but at some point it will. But I think we also want to be careful of getting into a situation where it's really athletes going to the highest bidder of boosters that can give the most money. Kids in high school that have never proven themselves at a college level, getting the most money from boosters out there. Because I know Iowa and Iowa State specifically, we can't compete with Texas, Ohio State, Penn State for booster money. We just can't.
Whitfer is a former Division I college football player, a walk-on who became a starter at wide receiver for Iowa State about two decades ago. Whitfer, by the way, was in one of the NCAA football video games from Electronic Arts, but it was just his likeness. His name wasn't used, and he wasn't paid because of NCAA rules. Well, the field of 64 teams competing for the 2021 NCAA Division I Baseball Championship was announced yesterday by the NCAA Division I Baseball Committee. The national top 16 seeds include Arkansas, Texas, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Arizona, TCU, Mississippi State, Texas Tech, Stanford, Notre Dame, Old Dominion, Ole Miss, East Carolina, Oregon, Florida, and Louisiana Tech. The Southeastern Conference leads the way with 9 teams selected. The Atlantic Coast Conference has 8, the Pac-12 with 6. The Big Ten picked up 3 invitations, Maryland, Michigan, and Nebraska. The Big 12 got 4 invites, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas, and Texas Tech. Also, Grand Canyon, NJIT, Norfolk State, and Presbyterian are making their first appearance in the NCAA Division I Baseball Championship, while Nevada is making its first appearance since 2000. Florida State has the longest consecutive streak with its 43rd straight appearance. Also, Vanderbilt is in its 15th straight, Florida 13th consecutive appearance. Selection of the 8 Super Regional hosts will be announced today. The Men's College World Series begins play Saturday, June 19th at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Well, the Big Ten on Sunday announced the 2021 Baseball Individual Award winners and all Big Ten teams selected by the conference coaches. Nebraska's Spencer Schwellenbach was named the Big Ten Player of the Year. Iowa's Trenton Wallace earned Pitcher of the Year honors. Nebraska's Max Anderson was Freshman of the Year. And Huskers head coach Will Bolt was named the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Schwellenbach becomes the first Nebraska standout to claim Big Ten Player of the Year honors. A shortstop and reliever for the Huskers, he ranked 3rd overall in saves, 4th in assists, 3rd in runs, 6th in walks, and 7th in RBIs. He pitched 25 and a third innings with a .71 earned run average and 29 strikeouts. For Wallace, he becomes the first Iowa pitcher to earn Big Ten Pitcher of the Year accolades. In 73 innings pitched, the left-handed starter currently leads the Big Ten with 7 wins, 106 strikeouts, and a .234 earned run average. Wallace is the second Hawkeye pitcher to strike out more than 100 batters in a single season, joining Jim McGrain, who struck out 110 in the 1999 season. The Big Ten also announced sportsmanship award honorees from each institution as well. Ben Norman was a first team selection for the Hawkeyes as an outfielder this season. Also, Isaiah Fillard, second baseman, was named to the All Big Ten third team. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, a pair of late inning rallies sent the Dodgers to a 9-4 win over the Cards as LA had 4 in the 6th and 3 runs in the 8th inning as they pick up the victory. Adalberto Mondesi hit a 2-run homer in a 7-3 win for Kansas City over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Andrew Benintendi and Michael Taylor also had a couple of hits each to help lead the Royals to that win. Another baseball action yesterday, Rays beat the Yankees 3-1. Twins over the Orioles in 10 innings, 3-2. The Reds beat the Phillies 11-1. Brewers in 10 innings, 3-2 over the Tigers. Cubs beat the Padres 7-2. White Sox over the Indians 8-6 in 8 innings in game 1 of a doubleheader. Indians took the second game 3-1. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 6-2. Mariners over the A's in 10 innings 6-5. Braves beat the Nationals 5-3. Giants over the Angels 6-1. Astros beat the Red Sox 11-2. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field.